I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Oh, He gives us a vision, or when He gives us a dream, we get excited. And we begin to operate in that dream and our vision or that word that He has given us. And we're so faithful to what He has given us. But can you remain faithful when you don't see what He's promised you taking place in your life? Can you remain faithful when you just don't see you've prayed and the situation doesn't seem to change? You prayed about it, but you don't see the vision that you've already prepared in your mind. But God dropped by this morning to let you know, He said, He who has begun a good work in you. yes, the work has been done in you. And I dropped by this morning to let you know, Antioch, that everything that you need is already in here. I believe I heard the pastor last night say that everything that you need is already here or it's already coming. But what I want you to understand in this season in which we're moving into, you've got to be careful how you speak, because you have the ability to speak things into existence. Speaking things into existence work also in the positive as well as in the negative. So we've got to be careful what we allow to come out of our mouth. So you've got to speak with faith and speak with confidence and speak with the assurance, even though you may not see it. For the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. So we don't have to see it to believe it. We believe it just because God said it. And so we see this morning in this foundational scripture this morning that Paul is writing and he's talking to the church at Philippi. He's letting them know how faithful God is. See, he wants you to know this morning how faithful he is. I want you to just take some time today as you wonder about doing some other things. I want you to just go back and remember how faithful God has been to you in this season. Just think about it. He's been faithful. He said, but if you could just be faithful over a few things, he said, I'll make you ruler over many. And so we've got to learn how to trust God for everything that we stand in need of. See, we have to understand as believers, everything that we hope for will only come to us by faith. But that's the only way. You can't hope it. You've got to. Faith will make it happen. And what is faith? I'm glad you asked me. Faith is forsaking all, I trust him. Forsaking all, I trust him. I trust God to do it even though I don't see it yet. And so I want to let you know that when I first start coming, I saw a little sign up here. We were working on a building fund and all of that, but I don't see that. But God said that what I've spoken is still in effect. See, the plan of God, I told my wife this on the way over here because she was asking me some questions, and I told her the plan that God spoke to you 26 years ago is still in effect. See, what happens is we start to waver. We start to doubt if God's going to do it. But if God said it, guess what? God's going to do it. Paul says, I'm convinced. He said, I'm sure of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work amongst all of you will complete it. And so the work that Paul is talking about, he was talking about the new birth, the recreation of Christ in your life. See, sometimes you've got to allow God to come back into your life. He doesn't walk away. Sometimes we walk away from him. And so we've got to open up and allow God to come back in and rekindle the fire that once was burning on the inside of us. And so that faith and that trust that we have in the Father causes us to walk in victory. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, you can't please him. He's not pleased with all the things that we do. What pleases God is our faith in him, our trust, our belief in him. And see, that's what he gets all excited about when you say, God, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but you know what? I trust that you will do it through me. And our job as Christians and believers is to allow that spoken word of the Father to resonate on the inside of us. See, that word should get you up in the morning and stir you up and get you excited about the things that you face each and every day. Walk with me this morning as I lay a foundation to build on. God's greatest desire and pleasure is to be believed by us. He has limited us to only one supreme way to have a relationship with him, and that is through faith. Through faith. It is by faith that everything that we hope for as believers will manifest. By faith. By faith. So how do I get this faith? Someone asked me that in Bible study one night. How do I get this faith? Do I get faith by going through? No, you don't get faith by going through trials and tribulations. You get faith by hearing. The Bible said, faith cometh by hearing. And not only hearing, but hearing the continual spoken word of the Lord. See, sometimes you've got to let that word play over and over and over again. See, some of the times I've read the scripture, it didn't mean anything to me. But when I keep reading it over and over and over again, sometimes it begins to stir up a new meaning on the inside of me. And see, I've learned now to be grateful for little bitty things. I used to couldn't get excited unless God did something major in my life. But you know, I get excited now for little bitty things. When I get up in the morning and I can even move my fingers and move my toes, I get excited. And faith is that gift that allows us to lay hold and access on the invisible. On the invisible. See, if I could see it as in our carnal minds, we can believe it, but we believe it even though we don't see it. And the moment God dropped that dream into your spirit, the moment that he allowed you to believe it and planted that seed in your heart, not only did it take root, but God started a work in you. But not only did he start a work in you, he set a completion date. And see, the completion date is not always the date that we set. See, I come to find that out in my life. I may have set a date that I look to have something done, but that may not be the date that God has set aside for it to be done. Everything I've come to realize about God has an appointed time. See, I can't, and you can't get around that times. No matter how you, see, some things were meant to take time. Some miracles just take time. You can't rush things. And we as believers, sometimes we're always looking for a shortcut. But there are no shortcuts to blessings. There are no shortcuts to faith. There's no shortcuts to the plan that God has for our lives. Between that seed and that completion day lies what I call process. Some of you get this. Between God speaking and planting that seed in your spirit and that completion day, in between there is what I call process. And 90% of our lives is spent in process. That's where he works on us. He's molding us. He's shaping us. He's watching to see how we respond when we go through something. And if we don't get it right, you know what he does? He allows us to go back and go through it again. See, that's process. See, what we want to do is skip the process, but the process is what brings you to the promise. It's that 90% of God forming and shaping you and molding you and allowing you to bump your head up against the wall and allowing you to say, Father, I don't know how it's going to happen, but all of that draws you back to him. Process. Process. It's that burning. It's that getting on the altar. It's laying before God and pulling at your hair and saying, Father, you said this, but I don't see what you said. I know what you said. I thought I heard you, but it's not manifesting. Has anybody been there? I've been praying for this thing, but it seems like the more I pray, the worse the situation is getting. It seems like the longer I lay out before you, God, things are not changing. But what is changing, God is allowing you to change. That's that period of process that he